In June, Luis Gonzalez finished his freshman year at Wiregrass Ranch High School in Pasco County. When he starts school later this month, he'll still be considered a freshman. But his school has a different name for it.
They call it a freshmore.
A freshmore?
By years, I'm a sophomore, but I'm going to have freshman classes, I guess.
Luis failed English, algebra, and physical science. He's retaking English online through Florida Virtual School, but he says he knows better than to attempt math or science without having a teacher in the room with him. He thought summer school would be open to everyone.
That's really what I wanted to happen.
But it was only an option for seniors and juniors.
Now it's going to be kind of embarrassing going to school because I'm going to be with all freshmen and I'm not going to be in any of my classes with friends, but I guess it'll teach me a lesson.
It may teach him to do better in school next year, but having fewer summer options also makes it harder for Luis to catch up. The risk is that he keeps falling behind. By law, Florida districts aren't required to offer any summer school, with one exception. They do need to offer a summer reading camp to third graders who failed the FCAT reading exam. And most districts have cut back on their summer options. Ella Shanks is in charge of curriculum in Orlando. She says there's just not enough money to open up all the buildings and offer summer school to everyone who needs it.
So we focused on the students who needed credits in order to graduate with their cohorts on time. We want to make sure that that's given priority.
In Fort Lauderdale, there's no summer school at all, only night school for high schoolers, and those night classes are all online. Tampa also offered night school to some high school students, but again, it's based on seniority. In Orlando and Miami, there were also options for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders who are at risk of not being promoted to middle or high school. The cost of summer school in Miami was $5 million. Compare that to the $17 million the district spent when summer school was open to everyone district-wide. Student Stacy Soriano says she knows schools are facing tough budget cuts, but...
No, I would not cut summer school for kids who failed a class.
The 17-year-old failed Algebra 2 at Terra Environmental Research Institute in Miami, so she's retaking the class online. When she needs help with a math problem, she calls or texts her teacher.
Sometimes, yeah, she'll get back to me like in 10 minutes. Sometimes she won't be able to get back to me like 2-3 days.
It's almost the end of her summer break, and she's only halfway done with the online course.
For somebody who failed it, they need a teacher right there by them because they failed it for a reason, and it just makes it really, really hard to have to pace yourself.
Robin Winder is with Florida Virtual School. She says they work closely with districts to fill the needs of students during the school year and the summer.
We do see a spike in the summer. We definitely want students to have choices. That's why we're here.
But when districts start limiting their summer school options, students say online classes become less of a choice and more like a last resort. With State Impact Florida, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.